Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Heston Kerstedt, out of Arkansas. And if memory serves, correct me if I'm wrong, Ryan, when the Orioles took him at 2, kind of stunned a lot of people. And myocarditis, I mean, it's COVID in the throes of it. Then as he got better there, which is the most important thing, hurt the hammy down in Florida. That set him back. Came back enough where he was on the playoff roster in 23. Started to cook a little bit last year, then took one upside the melon from Clay Holmes, but came back to the point he was on the playoff roster again last year. But what I was saying earlier in the week, not that I'm Terry Crowley by any stretch of the imagination, and to borrow a line from Jim Palmer, the only thing I knew about pitching and hitting, I couldn't do either one. You throw me the ball, I'll catch it. But the power, and we've seen glimpses of it, and he goes a lot to left field, and you're going to explain why. But he's got all fields power, and we're not really seeing, he's not the only one, by the way, but if your calling card is the force in which you hit the ball, we're not seeing it hit with a lot of force. And we heard the double play. We mentioned this in the opening of the show. The Orioles lead the majors in double plays hit in two, which is a stat you don't want to lead the league in. But where's all the thump from old Heston Kerstedt here?
Well, I mean, look, first off, going back to when he got drafted, you know, when I looked at him coming out of college, and I was still playing at that time, I was in the Orioles organization, but when I looked at, okay, who is this guy that they're taking it to? You know, because I was just curious. I knew he was a top player. And the more I watched him, I go, man, he might be the best pure bat left-handed hitter coming out in the draft. That's really what I saw. Why? For those reasons. He could hit anything, hit it anywhere. And then the heart condition, that issue right there, where they weren't sure if he was going to be able to recover from that. I remember still, it was at the alternate site, and it was in Bowie, and we're down there, and all Heston could do was walk around the outfield track. So he's come a long way to show what he's capable of doing. Now to the point of what his game's about. We mentioned before, powers to all fields, but if you talk to Heston, he's not going to say he's a pull hitter. And it's evident. If you even look at his stats and look at his numbers, most of his hits are up the middle to left. He'll pull a ball, but usually it's a breaking ball. So last year in 2024, Bob, all of his hits, when you look at it, he has a couple that he pulled, but his homers are dead center. Really kind of left center to right center, but mainly dead center. And then he has one double to left center, right? Everything else is mainly up the middle. That's how Heston lives. He goes, I'm going to use the whole part of the field because it gives me a better chance. I'm not going to give up the outside part of the plate, and I don't want to be too early and be susceptible to breaking balls away. That's the worry. But there is a point where you wonder, okay, you do play at Camden Yards. If you hit it to right and off the wall and go big ball, there's an advantage there. So I think for Heston, though, he doesn't want to try to reinvent what got him there, But at some point, you're going, okay, are we going to see that power come about? But it's not just a Heston thing right now. The Orioles in general aren't hitting for a lot of homers at the moment. But it is one thing to monitor. I do truly believe, though, Bob, that Heston loud pop and power to all fields, it's coming. But we just haven't seen it yet. But as we're talking about, he's 31 plate appearances, 29 at-bats in right now. When he gets rolling like we saw in 2024, when he got that streak going, that was the one thing I was most disappointed about, because I thought he would have probably hit 10, 15 home runs to finish out the year. I really did. So I just hope he can find it, because he is an extremely talented hitter.
And at 26 years old, too, let's not forget, when does the clock tick to... All right, he's still one of our highly regarded. He's no longer a prospect. He's a major league player, but to the point where it's like, I don't know.
Well, I'm curious, how many at bats do you think he has in the big leagues right now? If you haven't looked at it,
I didn't. I was looked at. He's hitting 207. I know his OPS is below .500.
You had that one locked and loaded.
Yeah. He's locked for that one.
I'd like that to be his own base percent. I'm going to go with total at bats.
Total at bats as a big leaguer.
500. Not even.
158.
I was way off.
But here's the point of that. You get 1 month of playing every day. To say it was 30 games, you get four at-bats a game, that's 120. So we're saying in less than a month and a half of games, that's a sample size, and he hasn't even done it in 1 year. So I think we mentioned earlier about guys at the big league level got to figure out how they can be successful at the big league level. Well, Heston's trying to figure that out right now. I think if we didn't have that injury last year, we'd have a way different feeling about where he was. But it's still a question mark because he missed all that time. But 158 at-bats, that's it.
Just want to see more. I'm with you. You know, and even Bob throwing out that number, I mean, I can understand where that comes from in your mind, because it feels like he's been here forever. You know, it feels like we've been talking about this guy as the next big thing, as a former top overall or number two overall draft pick. We're having these conversations for years and years. So for him to only have really just scratching the surface at the major league level, it is disappointing. And whatever the reasons have been, and it's been a variety of them, he has had terrible luck. But this year, it truly feels like this is his best chance to play more than he ever has. There's less people blocking him. People are frustrated about the lineup, but I feel like he's played a decent amount this year. And when it's all said and done, assuming he can stay a little more lucky in the health department, I think the numbers will reflect it.
Yeah, with Moo Man out for another month plus, and a righty going tomorrow, Bowden Francis for Toronto, you expect he would be in that thing.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series, where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.